Good evening from those of us here at the Summit Bechtel Reserve this evening. And we appreciate you taking the opportunity to join us for this National Scout Jamboree webinar. I'm Matt Monroe, and I'll be hosting the webinar tonight. And with me in the Summit Conference Room in West Virginia is Wendy Beeler. Wendy is the Sports Services Director. And for the Jamboree, most of the interaction with Wendy has to do with Jamboree billing. Also, Christy Richardson, who is the Jamboree Registrar, and Camilla Rogers, who assists with that. And then also with us is Dave Kopsa, who is the staff advisor to the program group. So we'll be going through some important Jamboree information relative to the Jamboree food service, going through some marketing information. And then as we get to the end, we'll have some quick highlights and updates of things that have happened over the summer. And then we'll take questions and answers from you. The questions can be submitted by going to the submit a question or submit a comment to all presenters up in the right-hand corner if you're on a desktop computer. This webinar will be recorded, and the recording as well as the transcript of any questions that we have will be posted within 7 business days. And so at the end, if we are not able to get to all the questions or if we do not know the answer here in the room, there will be an FAQ that will be posted. So as we start tonight, one of the big changes of the 2017 National Scout Jamboree will be the food distribution model. And with us on the phone tonight to discuss what those changes are is the volunteer chairman of the food team, Squire Lang. Squire, are you with us?
I certainly am.
It's all yours.
Very good. Thank you very much. Well, good evening or good afternoon to all of you, depending where in the country you're calling in from. I'm really glad to be here to share with you some of the important information about the new approach to providing food for the participants at the 27 National Jamboree. Let me start by talking a little bit about the past briefly so you can more easily understand what is changing this time. In prior jamborees, the method of providing food for the breakfast, lunch, and dinner was a process known by many as the distribution method. Jamboree food team, all several hundred of us, would plan a menu in advance. We would order the food to prepare the meals for the participants. We would even have the items delivered to your camp the day before it was needed. Then each morning, the units would send their youth representatives with wagon in tow to pick up boxes containing the food for breakfast and lunch. And again, in the afternoon, the scouts would come to the designated location and pick up boxes containing all the food necessary to prepare the supper meal. That system worked, but it clearly had its limitations, and the problems were rather obvious at each jamboree. So the food team between 2013 and now has analyzed an alternative method that was often used at world jamborees. And the other way to feed participants is commonly known as the grocery store concept. That's the slide you are seeing on your screen now. This is the way that we're going to be feeding scouts for both the 2017 National Jamboree and the 2019 World Jamboree. So with that background that we're going to be making a structural change, let's take a look at what we're planning to do. The slide you're now seeing is a rendering. We'll give you a sense of, in a computer version, of what to expect in the new Jamboree grocery store. There's going to be a large tent containing pallets of popular food items on racks and smaller food items stored on racks as well. Refrigerated items will be grouped together in one part of the store. There's going to be an entrance identified where scouts from the units will come into shop. Not dissimilar from a regular grocery store, there'll be aisles, and the aisles are going to be big enough to navigate the wagons that will be provided to the units around within the store. Just like any other grocery store, we're going to have checkout lines. Adjacent to the store somewhere, as shown on this drawing, there's going to be a tent where leftover non-perishable food can be returned. Naturally, you're going to find in each of the grocery store locations equipment to support the grocery store. There are going to be parking lots that will accommodate the delivery trucks, forklifts, and pallet jacks will be used to move food in and around the store. We'll talk in detail about many of these store aspects in this presentation, but I wanted you to at least have this glimpse of what the store concept is in terms of layout, and then we'll start now into some of the big picture of how we're going to deliver this. The core objectives of the grocery store approach are as follows, and I think you're going to find that they offer several benefits over the prior method of food distribution that we have used. The first is now that the units will have a real choice of what they make for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because they can choose their own food each time they shop. This makes it also easier to accommodate scouts and leaders in units with different dietary needs and wants. That in the past were really difficult to help because there really wasn't a choice of food since we were delivering you a preset menu. We've been told by many who attend the Jamborees that use the grocery store model that food waste goes down dramatically, and that makes sense because if you choose the meals, you're more likely to enjoy them. There naturally should be some reduction in the food waste. In addition, the reduced waste is also going to help us stay within budget, which is a critical component to any adventure of this sort. Now, you may wonder, as you see in the slide, how we're going to use technology to develop life skills of the Scouts. Let me start by sharing that the life skill set we're suggesting is the ability to pick out a meal from a cookbook or otherwise, to determine the groceries that are needed to make that meal, and then shopping for those groceries. The technology is going to come into play because Food Team will offer the Scouts both an online cookbook app that they will be able to use to help with their menu selection and preparation of the grocery list. And then we're also going to have a self-scanning shopping app that the Scouts will be able to use in the grocery store. More on both of these things will follow later in this presentation, but I just wanted to alert you to the objectives we're trying to achieve. Okay, today's overview. We're going to go through five areas we want to cover on tonight's webinar, and they all talk about the shopping experience. We'll take them in order, and they're going to be as follows. How we help the units to plan for what they're going to buy at the store. The point system, which is really the store currency of sorts, that limits what you buy, I would say somewhat. The stores themselves and what to expect beyond the picture you've already seen. The process at the store, what's involved in the shopping in the store and what's involved in the checkout process. And last but not least, what to do with any food that you may have left over. So let's take these one at a time. The planning process for shopping is a pretty straightforward one, we hope, with a little bit of preparation. The plan is to have all grocery stores have the same products in stock. The food team is going to publish a list of these items that will be stocked in each store with the points that we're going to allocate to each item. As you'll see that I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but later in the presentation, you'll see we have a list of when we're going to publish certain things, but by next January, we will have the list published of the items that will be available in the store. The food team is also developing, as I mentioned just a moment ago, this Jamboree cookbook app that will have at least a dozen of each breakfast, lunch, and dinner meal ideas. It's an online tool that will give you an opportunity, give each unit the opportunity to select the meals that you think the unit would like to make at the Jamboree. And then the app will provide both a list of the ingredients that would be necessary to make that meal from the stock items at the grocery store, and also instructions as to how to make the meal. The nice thing about the grocery store concept is that you can, and any unit can, and probably will, change your mind about what they want to have for the meals. You can tailor your breakfast to the program of the day. You can choose a hot breakfast every day, or some days, or just on Sundays. You can follow the cookbook recipes that we're going to offer precisely if you want, or you can make up your own meals. As the unit is deciding on its menu plan, though, it's worth noting that the food team will be identifying in each store the items that accommodate dietary ways, that's the way we're terming it, that are religiously, medically, or even personally motivated. So as you look at the bottom of the slide on the screen right now, there are certain symbols right there that stand for certain product identifications. And so we will be identifying in the store products that are kosher, products that are halal, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, and more to try to help those individuals who, in your units, who may wish to observe one or more of those dietary ways. You will find, of course, in the planning for your shopping, there are going to be point limits. But within whatever those point limits are, you're going to be free to do whatever you wish. Let's talk about the point system, having just mentioned it. Here are a few more details that are kind of important for people to understand as we start into this new system. Each unit will receive a set number of points per day. The amount of points is yet to be determined, but just as the points allocated to each item, the total points for a day will be published in advance. As to the points assigned to each item, you can expect that there will be some healthy choices encouraged by lower point values being given to those items. So you're also clear how the point system works. Points are a daily amount that each unit will be given, and they will reset each day right after breakfast. This way, if your unit happens to overspend a little in the afternoon shopping for dinner, it may limit your morning shopping choices for one day, but each day you get a fresh start and won't have whatever happened earlier in the jamboree affect you at the end of the jamboree. There's one free item all the time, and that is ice. As in the last jamboree, it will be distributed at the sub-camp level, not at the grocery stores, which is the base camp level, as you will see. Finally, and similar to a normal grocery store, there are going to be items that we will put on sale from time to time, and so certainly your unit representatives can watch for those. The jamboree grocery stores themselves, there will be one grocery store in each base camp at a central location. We have a base camp fee situation where it is a little more spread out than the other base camps, and the current plan is actually to have a second store in C to shorten the walk for those unit representatives to be approximately equal to the distance that other base camp folks would have to travel. The shopping hours for all grocery stores are going to be the same. And as you can see on the slide, the morning shopping hours are from 5:30 to 8:30 a.m. That will be shopping for breakfast and lunch items. And in the afternoon, shopping for dinner, the hours will be from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. And there are some couple of unusual days, the arrival day, of course. One thing to note about arrival day beyond the hours that you see posted is that there will not be a box lunch distributed as was done in 2013 at that jamboree. But instead, the units may shop all day at the grocery stores, which will be open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. This will accommodate both lunch and dinner shopping on arrival day. One other arrival day plan, not shown on the slide but worth noting, is that we have in the past had staples, and they're going to be staples will be handled in two different ways this time. The non-food staples that we've distributed in the past, such as dish soap, sanitizer, and other cleaning products, will actually this time be included in the unit equipment issue that will be delivered on site. So they will not come from food team, but they will come along with the other equipment. Food type staples in the past, which are such items as salt, pepper, cooking spray, and others that you may recall, will be stocked at the grocery store, and the units may purchase them along with any other items they may need for their meals. The departure day meal plan has yet to be determined, so the grocery store hours for the last couple of days in the jamboree is still being developed, and we'll have more details on that later. Turning to the shopping process, I'd say, first of all, there is a process that has to be followed, and you will be assigned a grocery store at which to shop, and you will, in fact, be issued a pass to that store. These shopping passes do a couple of things. They not only identify the unit, but they also will mean that the person who is possessing or holding the pass is authorized by the unit to shop for that unit's groceries. Scouts assigned to shop will need to bring two things with them to the store in addition to their shopping pass. They need to bring their wagon, and they need to bring a smartphone. The real reason for the wagon, I trust, is obvious, so let me focus on the reason for the phone. Scouts will use the phone app called Swift Shopper as part of their grocery store shopping. This app contains a built-in scanning device that will allow Scouts to check in to shop for their units. Although you can use this app to self-scan the items they choose to purchase, and then the app will basically record and determine if they have enough points to buy it. When they go through checkout, there's no double handling of the items because the Scouts themselves have already scanned the items into the system as they shop. Okay, so that's something to look forward to. Then once they have done the scanning through, then the checkout process follows. Checkout is a fairly straightforward process. The Scouts with their wagons in tow will enter a checkout line. A staff member of the grocery store will verify the count of the items in the cart against the count of the items scanned, and then check the unit out electronically. The checkout is going to trigger an email to the unit leader. Once the unit leader gets this email, it will detail all the items purchased, the points that have been used, the points balance left, and precisely when all this happened. And that way the unit leader will know the Scouts have left the grocery store and can even figure out whether they got a little sidetracked on the way back to camp. Okay. Now, if there is leftover product, which there may be, it should not be as much as in the past, but it's still quite possible that a unit will actually buy more than it actually uses. To help reuse rather than waste this food, the grocery store will have a food return tent. Food will not be returned to the sub-camp headquarters as happened in 2013. What can be returned? Any unopened non-perishable item. I'll state the obvious, but perishable items will need to be disposed after the meal. It's also worth noting that returning some items you didn't use or don't want doesn't mean the unit's going to refund at any points. Okay. What are we going to do with the returns? First, we're going to make them available to other units, basically a shop-for-free store. We're also going to have a schedule of open times at the return tent that's a little bit longer than our normal grocery store hours, so you can return food after a meal if you don't wish to keep it. And then anything that is not used ultimately will go to the Mountaineer Food Bank. Okay. That's a quick overview within the allotted time, I hope. And the key dates, though, I'd like to share going forward that you can watch for. We're going to have in November another webinar focusing on the Swift Shopper app that's going to be used for the checkout process. In January, we will roll out the cookbook app for your meal planning. And as well, during that month, we will have the grocery store item list and the assigned point values. Later in January, we're going to run a stress test on the Swift Shopper app, looking for up to 1,000 people to help in a hosted event where we simultaneously put the app through its paces. In March, we'll finalize the cookbook, the cooking instructions, all in the application, and the final grocery store item list with its points. And in that same month, we'll have a webinar dedicated to the menu planning process to pin all the details to it. Finally, in May, there's going to be an incentive for completing your unit's menu planning input that's part of the cookbook app. This is really to make sure the app works as designed, sort of a stress test like the Swift Shopper, but it also gives the units an opportunity to be sure they have a day-by-day meal plan as they come into the jamboree. Of course, the meal plan can always be changed, but having a plan to start is at least the first step to truly being prepared for the jamboree. So I guess at this point, I would like to to say, and I'll open it up to additional questions, that you can email to the Jamboree Food Team, 2017 Jamboree Food Team at gmail.com. I know some of you may have very specific questions that may not get answered during the course of the feedback from this webinar, at least until the answers are published, we can't. But if you have even more specific ones, feel free to email us at that address.
Thank you, Squire. We appreciate you taking time to explain these exciting changes to the Jamboree food model. And again, you'll note the email address will also be copied at the end of the slide presentation. So if you missed it before we moved on, you'll have an opportunity to see the email address for the food team on the final slide of the presentation. We want to visit just a few minutes about some marketing tools that the national marketing team has provided. So the Jamboree promo kit continues to be available at the web address on the slide. In addition, there is a new Jamboree mailer postcard that you'll notice has the white space, which would allow you to personally address and to put your own council bulk rate postage on there if you choose to. If you're interested in using these type of postcards, the only way to get those right now is by emailing John Cervantes from the national marketing team. John was not able to be with us on the webinar tonight, but his email address is there, john.cervantes@scouting.org. In addition, there are some personalized flyers, personalized recruitment flyers, similar to the school night for scouting type of flyers that we used in fall recruiting for Cub Scouts. So for this one, it's been designed for the Jamboree. They're at no cost to you, and you simply are able to go into Express Docs, provide your council name and number, and request your council's personalized version. The information for Express Docs is there on the slide. Before we get into the question and answers, there's a few other highlights that we want to give you. Just as you start thinking of your questions, you do have the opportunity to submit them using Send a Note to Presenter in the upper right part of your screen if you're on a desktop computer. And any questions that we either do not have the answers to or for which we do not have time tonight will be sent to the correct people to answer them and will be part of the FAQ that will be published within 7 business days of this webinar. So a couple of important items, things that to note. First, the troop numbers were emailed out to councils last Friday. And so if you have not yet received the troop numbers, be sure to contact your local council Jamboree coordinator. So this I'm talking about your staff member of record in our system, and they will have the Jamboree troop numbers. The second important thing is that the participant patches have been mailed to the councils for the troops that you have registered. If your council has not yet received the patches, they should be arriving this week. And the slip in the packet is a packing slip. It is not an invoice. There is no additional charge for these patches. They're simply part of your troop participation memorabilia. The other important thing is that participants who have been approved, this is participants and staff, that have been approved by the council in the Jamboree registration system should have received an email about setting up access to the Jamboree medical process. If you have not received that email, or if there are others who have questions and need the email resent, please contact the member care services at the BSA National Office. The phone number to contact member care services is area code 972-580-2489. That's, again, area code 972-580-2489. 2489. Our next webinar will be, the subject of the next webinar will be the Jamboree Medical Process, and will be led by Dr. John Lee, the Jamboree Medical Director. And so at this point, we have just a few minutes that we'll do our best to answer questions. Again, if we can't get to them, then we'll put them in part of in the FAQ and make sure that you get the answers that you need. I have two scouts who will be on OA staff. How is staff being fed? Most of the staff members eat in the Echo Base Camp dining hall for breakfast and for dinner. When they eat their breakfast, they will put together a sack lunch that will accompany them during the day that they can eat whenever they want. And then they're also in the staff camp is a chat and chew in the evenings that gives them an opportunity for, chatting and chewing. I represent an observant Jewish unit that will only use, I'm guessing this is kosher labeled items. Will the grocery have sufficient amounts for us and other units which are also shopping? The answer to that is yes. And the key to that will be in your planning process and putting in your preliminary orders to make sure that you put that in your process, and that will allow the food team to ensure that they have the appropriate amounts. In 2013, adults were not allowed to have the app for Jamboree. They finally allowed it at the National Scout Jamboree, but connectivity was sketchy. Will it be better this year? I'm not sure if you're asking about connectivity or if the app will be better. Currently, there's no plan to improve the app, although there is a plan to create a waiting time application for the adventure areas that will be managed through a Google Maps overlay. As far as the connection, I'm not sure how to answer that because I never have any problem almost anywhere on the site. So if you want to, if there's some specific question to that, if you want to go ahead and send that to 2017jamboree@scouting.org, we'll try and get you a better answer to the question. Will unused grocery points roll over? The answer is no. They are forfeited or reallocated each day. How do we order more patches?
They'll be available for purchase through BSA Supply later in the year. I think they're planning a fall release. I don't have the date of that release, but there'll be additional Jamboree items available for purchase through BSA Supply.
Are troop numbers placeholders until subcamp campsites are determined and become the unit number as in 2013? The answer is no. The first number of your troop number corresponds to your base camp. The base camps have been organized as they were in 2010, primarily by region. And so if your troop number starts with a 1, you're likely in the Northeast region and the Alpha base camp, and 2 in Bravo with the Charlie base camp, the Bravo base camp, and then that's the Central region. Western region is in Charlie, and the Southern region primarily in Delta, with the Venturing and International Scouts continuing to be in Foxtrot. There are a few cases where some regions overflow the base camp that they're assigned, and so there may be some of you that your troop number might be slightly different from what you might expect from your regional base camp. The actual campsites and subcamps will be assigned later in conjunction with the regional program directors. When will a list of merit badges offered be made available? Dave, do you want to take that
one? We don't have that list yet ready, and I don't have a definite date. but I would imagine in spring of 2017, some of the people that offer merit badges are vendors. And so they are, you know, in the process of making those decisions, and it could be a fluid thing. But rest assured, when we confirm what merit badge is available, we will make that, what merit badges will be offered, we will make that available to you.
Will the bus transportation company working with the National Jamboree start taking reservations soon?
Yes. They are finalizing their website. It is ready. We are working with them now to get it linked to our website. So I would definitely say within the next 2 to 3 weeks, they will start taking reservations. Hopefully, fingers crossed sooner than that, but they are in a hurry just as much as you are.
All right. Which one are we going to here?
Whatever you want.
Go down. So if our troop numbers are next to each other, we are camping next to each other. Not necessarily, but most likely, not all campsites are consecutively numbered. However, the current plan is that the units from your council will be camping, unless there are unusual circumstances, they'll be co-located in the same location. So, for example, a circumstance that might make that different is if, for example, you have a special needs unit. The special needs units are camping in Bravo, regardless of where their, what their regional affiliation or council affiliation is. But the, but by and large, your council contingent will camp in troop sites which are adjacent to one another. The wagon that you talked about earlier, will that be provided, or do you need to bring one? It will be provided. Let's see, should we order number patches for our troop uniforms based on those troop numbers, or do we have to wait for assignments?
I can order them.
You can order them based on your troop number. The troop numbers won't necessarily be tied to a specific location beyond the base camps. When will the April Q&A be going up?
Soon. We thought it was up. Honestly, we forgot about it, which is not what you want to hear, but we will get it finalized this week and get it up.
Okay. Unused points will not carry over. That's correct. They don't carry over from day to day. And I think with that, we've come to the end of our allocation of time. There's still a number of questions on here that we were not able to get to. I think there's a number of food questions that we weren't able to get to that we'll be sharing with Squire and Rick and ask them to actually write up those answers. So just as a reminder of things to remember, that if you do have specific food questions, the food team is prepared to answer those. Their email address is on the slide, 2017jamboreefoodteam@gmail.com. Likewise, there's the marketing materials that are available on the Jamboree website, and by also the postcards by contacting John Cervantes at the national office. And finally, our next webinar, September 21st, 2016, both the 4 o'clock and 8 p.m. Eastern Time webinars. The subject will be the health and medical record process, and the presenter, primary presenter, will be Dr. John Lee, the Jamboree Medical Director. So thank you for taking a little bit of your time this evening or this afternoon, depending on where you're at, and we appreciate all that you're doing to make this a successful Jamboree. Again, if you have other questions that are not food-related questions, our email address, 2017jamboree@scouting.org. We hope you have a great night.